There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. Hour number two of the Thursday edition of Midday Mobile. And by the way, too, thanks to Dalton and of course, Dr. Lou Campomenosi and all those that made it possible for me to be off a few days this week and back today. But thank you for the heavy lifting done by the crew back here so I could take a few days off of this show. Checking back in, though, with my buddy Angelo. He was here the whole time probably saying, Sullivan, get back here because I got to talk about some very important things at the shop. Hey, Angelo.
That's almost exactly what I was thinking. How's it going, Sean?
It's going good. And, you know, we're always talking about, which is because usually I come in and buy things from you because you got stuff I need and stuff I want at the shop. But y'all also buy things from us.
Well, we do, yeah. So if you come in, maybe you've got a jewelry collection or a coin collection, or as you always jokingly say, it's that box of stuff that Grandpa and Grandma said, this is really valuable, but you never really knew what the heck it is.
That's right.
Bring it by the shop. We'll sort it. We'll organize it. We'll go through it. And tell you what the real, you know, current market value is of these items. And if you decide you want to sell them, we'll cut you a check or give you some cash right then and there.
Hey, and nice thing is, people can do this on that box of things that Grandma and Grandpa left, but they're also, if people have different items around the house, and you've talked about this before, maybe they have on the jewelry side one earring and not the other, or some piece of jewelry they're never going to wear, y'all are looking at that as well for precious metal.
Yeah, anything made out of precious metal, we're going to be interested in. So if you've got one mangled sterling silver spool that started to go down the garbage disposal, that's okay. It's still sterling silver. We would buy it. Or that broken herringbone chain from 1985 that's never, ever going to be in style again, bring it by. We'll take a look at it.
All right. Tell folks how to come by and see y'all at the shop.
Yeah, we're in Midtown, 2204 Government Street. They can always check us out on Facebook. Just like and follow Mobile Bay Coins there. Or check out the website, mobilebaycoins.com. And Anna's got some good sales on the jewelry going there now.
Good stuff, man. We will check back soon.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too, Angelo. Check it in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Yeah, go see it. And those open-L knives, which I think I have, I have a number above, I have more than one, maybe stashed away at the house. I love those. When you're in there, check out their open-L knives, O-P-I-N-E-L. I think that's right in the spelling. OPI, yeah, because I look at it. Yeah, open L. They are, love those things. All right, to the phones at 343-0106. And Daniel and Baymanette is up first. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, it's going good, man. You want to talk bridge? You got an idea here for dealing with the toll?
I think I was trying to interpret the other guy's, what he was thinking is building a bridge or pathway between Mississippi and Florida, toll it, and we don't have to worry about it. But,
right, but
I'm worried about
him. I'm worried about the guy. But I mean, where do you put that thing? I mean, you talk about putting it over like the Perdita River or something like that.
I don't know.
Okay. I thought you could help me.
But my concern is maybe like the local economy. I work for a small communications company. And so we're in Mobile. Today I'm in Baymanette, you know, working and whatnot. But if I had a customer in Baldwin County, then that would add to their to the cost of our jobs. So mm-hmm. We're going to split. We're going to have companies from Baldwin County servicing only Baldwin County, and companies from Mobile servicing companies from Mobile, and then we used to be kind of like this. It's all about the same. Now we're just going to split apart because of a toll bridge.
And listen, what Daniel's saying is what I hear from, I look at it, and so many people in the business world will say, hey, we'll change the way we do business. And I would argue that that Mobile and Baldwin County separate, and obviously wouldn't completely, but separate is less than the two together. I mean, the equation of Mobile and Baldwin County working as one economy is beyond, 50% Mobile County, 50% Baldwin County. There's a multiplier effect by the business that goes on back and forth across the bay.
Yes, and I have a customer at the wharf right now I've been working on, and, not only, I've been driving around the toll bridge down there. It adds a little bit of time, but it's not that big deal to work around. The I-10 bridge is, driving through Bay Minette to go to Orange Beach or whatever else.
It'll change patterns. Yeah, it'll change patterns for businesses like you're in. It'll change patterns for, what about an employee? This is something that, I don't think this discussed enough. And this is a subject that I think applies across the spectrum, because you can find arguments for somebody who's a business owner to somebody who is, say, a minimum wage employee. If you have a job and the place you find the job is on the opposite side of the bay of where you live, at a certain point, you're losing a good portion of your paycheck here in paying tolls, and then you may not take that job. You may not get a job because it's not worth it to pay the tolls.
I agree. Luckily, it's not really, but where it's going to affect me is in my bottom line as far as trying to quote this job and whatnot. But, there are people, I used to live in Locksley, and I would drive across the bay every day to go to work. And I live in Citronelle now, so it's not that big of a deal. But still, my folks are still in Locksley, so I would drive to Bay Minette and, to visit them just to avoid the toll.
Right.
I wish they would just step back and maybe wait for this federal funding or...
Oh, you don't mean actually wait to see what happens in 2020, Daniel, do you? Like, do something that would be common sense? Come on, man. Just joking. I know you're with me. Appreciate that. Let's go to the phones next to... Let's go to Sean. Sean in Mobile. A different Sean, not me. Another. Hey, Sean.
Love the name.
Hey, great name. Yes.
How are you doing? I appreciate what you're doing. Awesome show.
Thanks.
The bridge is meant to, help the community, and I'm kind of confused on, it's almost dividing it, like the guy was talking about earlier. What would be the harm of putting an exemption to the people that live in Mobile and Baldwin County? I mean, seeing that it's such a big part of the community, why wouldn't we put an exemption to the toll to the people that live here that are already paying state and local tax?
Right, so that would, to you and I, that makes sense. But let's interject into that federal regulation. So even though we're paying for it and all this, and there's only 7% right now or 5% of federal dollars in this project, if you mess with a federal interstate, you have to, just like we talked about with the Civic Center last hour, if you start doing 5% of improvement on that, then it kicks in the ADA compliance. Well, same thing with federal interstate. You have to abide by these rules. And one of them, get this, Sean, one of them is... you cannot give discount based on address or geography. You cannot give a discount on a toll on a federal road based on where somebody lives. It has to be in frequency of use. So there has to be you have to put in the easy pass. I don't know what it would be called, but, some kind of the $90 pass that they're talking about. All you can drive, but you can't. Like, that was the first discussion a few months ago. I said the same thing as you, man. I said, hey, okay, well, let's do this where people have to drive it all the time. Don't pay, They said, nope, can't do that. You cannot base discounts on your address or geography. It has to be based on frequency of use. So, one of these things we have to deal with. I don't have an answer for you other than, that stinks. We got to figure out another way to...
Could we put, like you were saying, is it possible to put a toll at Mississippi and Florida?
Well, I didn't say that. Now, a caller earlier had said that. No, it's because you have to have a legitimate reason, and I can argue against the toll being legitimate on the bay, but at least you have the cover of saying, hey, the toll's going in there because they're building the bridge, and they're also going to elevate and expand the bayway. Therefore, that is the reasoning for ALDOT saying that you put the toll on the Wallace Tunnel as well. Because if they just had the toll on the bridge, I don't think we'd have this discussion. We'd be complaining about something else.
There's not an alternate route. Like the one in Orange Beach, I don't mind paying because there's an alternate route that I could choose without having to pay the toll. But it seems like they're just trying to get money to the private developer quicker.
I mean, 55 years they've got. 55 years of getting that money. That's what they've got. Yeah. 55 years of collecting that, and it increases, cost of living. Or, I'm sorry, with inflation. It goes up for 55 years. And now LDOT folks will say, hey, listen, y'all, they're going to be on for maintenance of that roadway for 55 years. But what if they're not? I mean, what if the company goes out of business, or the investors, or they don't finish the project? Who's on for it? It's going to be the taxpayer.
Exactly. And it's confusing to why are we paying state and local tax for what do we pay those for? For bridges, for roads being paid. I'm not sure why we're. I mean, the reason that they want to toll. I mean, $6 to $9. I mean, that's like the guy said. I mean, it's going to keep people from coming to Mobile. It's going to keep people from coming going over to Baldwin County. I mean, you're making the people. I mean, why even build the bridge? Forget it. I mean, it's mainly for tourism anyways. I mean,
let's
not build the bridge.
No, I would like the bridge. I have to go back. And there are people that say don't build it at all. I believe we need the bridge. I don't believe we need the toll. Absolutely. But I still believe we need the bridge. Go look at I-10 eastbound. Let's go tomorrow afternoon. You and I are going to hop in the truck. We'll ride down I-10 eastbound at about 4:30 tomorrow afternoon and take a look at that. Or on a Tuesday, it backs up for no reason. So we need a bridge. We just got to...
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying don't build the bridge. I'm just saying if it's going to cost six... And I was watching something the other day. It might even cost up to $9 with another fee added to it. I mean, that's just... It's unbelievable how much you're talking you're going to pay. I mean, I don't know. I can't agree with it. How much you're paying in state and local tax, and then we're going to also have a bridge that you have to pay for also? It's like, oh, my gosh.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
you've already paid.
Income decreasing quite a bit.
Very well said, and I appreciate your call. Coming right back, we'll take some more. Yeah, Sean, I mean, you're on board with what so many of us are saying around here. Hadn't we already paid for this? Why are we paying again?
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 122 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. And Dr. Bill's forecast for the weekend, pretty much what you expect for August. But it does look nice. Marine forecast, it looks okay. And the extra days of snapper season rolling today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So we get 5 days here. And talked earlier, off the air, but talked with Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, says if we don't reach the quota in this 5 day, there may be... I've already said it, so he may get mad at me. If we don't reach a quota in this, we may get some days around Labor Day. Maybe. He's probably yelling at the radio right now. All right, to the phones at 343-0106. 343-0106 works for the text line and the phone line, but I'd love to hear from you in person. So let's do that. Jay is in Mobile. First up. Hey, Jay.
Hey, Sean. Thanks for putting me first up. I just want to say I love your commercials. I'm hearing the stories about you and your wife on the radio, but I want to talk seriously for a
That's
minute.
Not really us,
about
but...
LDOT thing. I am extraordinarily against LDOT. These are the same people that basically helped Governor Bentley get away with his shenanigans. They've taken our flags down, and this is a stupid, stupid idea. And I'm going to say
LDOT's
something.
Taking your flags.
Saying, Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Jay.
And we need to not be fooled by LDOT. I don't trust them. I don't like them. And I want to say this. Right now, the person that I have the most respect for of doing something on this is Jim Ziegler, because he is standing up to these bums. These people and their behavior of what they disrespected us as a state is ridiculous. We need to do what old-fashioned people would have done 50 or 100 years ago about LDOT and get their behind back in line.
Okay, let me go back to one thing. LDOT and the flags? What?
Yes. Take over this tunnel. When you go down to Mobile, they've taken down every flag that we had flying up there. because they're afraid of offending people. Enough. It's time we stand up and be American. I get offended every day. You get offended every day, and it's called being tolerant and living with it. We're going to find something to offend anybody no matter what you do. Maybe somebody doesn't like it that you're a hunter. That would offend them. Maybe they don't like it that you're a fisherman. That would offend them. Yeah. Maybe they don't like it that you're an Auburn fan or an Alabama fan. That would offend them. Or maybe they just need to grow up and quit being offended. Enough. Al Dodd did that. Al Dodd also played with Governor Bill, helped him do things as far as fooling his wife, as far as bringing his wallet down here, and doing stuff of that nature.
Wasn't that Aaliyah?
Minded group of people.
Jay, were you talking about Aaliyah or Al Dodd? Because it was the Aaliyah helicopter, Alabama Law Enforcement Association, or agency that...
I think they're basically the same, but
they're not.
Corrected. I'm going to be honest with
you.
I don't really know the difference between...
Well, that should never stop you from having an opinion.
Either. I really don't. I want to say this.
Don't let facts get in the way.
Regardless, if I've accused them of something that they didn't do, I think I still have already made my mind up, and there's enough stuff that we know they've been involved in that we don't need to really support.
Listen,
if you want to get right down to it, that was it. And I apologize about that.
Jay, there's enough facts.
Apparently, we have a big problem with Aaliyah, too, if that's it. We cannot have the corruption in our state government anymore. Whether we call it Company X, Company Y, State Agency A, Y, Z, or X, enough. We have gotten a situation where we cannot trust our politicians. Be afraid. Be very afraid. But take that fear and do something good with it and use it to make our country better. Think of your children. What are they going to grow up under if we allow this to continue?
All right. Yeah, you finished up there? All right, Jay. Hey, put Jay down as undecided on that, if you would. Could you mark him down the sheet as undecided? All right, Joe, downtown Fort Morgan. Hey, man.
Hey. I just want to make a comment about the toll bridge that...
Turn your radio down or we'll all get really dizzy.
Pardon?
Turn your radio down or we'll all get real dizzy from the...
Okay,
there you go.
Okay. How's that?
Perfect.
Why don't they put a toll at the Florida line and one at the Mississippi line?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody going across this state will have to pay, and plus it would take the burden off the working people. It's between Bowen and Mobile County.
But how do you?
And if they leave the state, they pay. If they, you know,
I get it, but you can't. Here's the problem. So I'm with you. I'm against tolls and have been. All right, I've been talking about this for years, but on the tolling side since January. At the same time, you can't just like. At least they have some backdrop that I disagree with, but saying the toll is based on this elevation and expansion of the Bayway and then building the bridge. You can't just say, because we want to, we're going to put a toll up at one end of the state and at the other end. I like it. I get the joke, but we can't legitimately do that. Like, that won't get approved.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I appreciate you chiming in, but, I mean, we got to keep it within the mayonnaise and the mustard on this thing. Now, Chester has a solid... Now, this is what I'm talking about. This is when people get serious about this issue. Chester says we should build a bridge to Gilyard Island and put a toll on it and tell people they're in Florida. Now, that's when you... That's somebody talking some common sense there. Monty says no discount for local travelers because it wouldn't be fair per the feds, but you can charge more for hunting and fishing licenses. Ooh, interesting. Monty, good... Good point, out of state. But their argument is, even though the wildlife within the state is the province of the state agency. It doesn't belong to individual landowners. It belongs to the state, where that interstate belongs to the feds and not us. All right. Let's see here. I'm still back to the idea of Chester, I like that. Build the bridge to Gilyard Island. Texture says, no discount. The $90 fast pass is a discount. Yes, absolutely. Like I said, you can discount based on frequency of use and not address or geography. I mean, not like I'm proposing. I'm just telling you what the reasons are for this. I mean, been doing this for quite a while. So there is a discount, but it's only based on you buy it. Anybody can buy. Okay. Anybody could buy whatever, let's call it the Bama Pass or whatever, the Bridge Pass, whatever we call it. Somebody from Schenectady, New York could buy this thing too. You see what I'm saying? It has to be available for anybody to purchase. People wouldn't have a motivation to do it if they're not from around here because they wouldn't use it enough to make it worth their while. I mean, it's we just paid, we paid $35-$38 to get into Rocky Mountain National Park. So we play this game in our family and say, okay, is it worth buying the National Park Pass for the year? Are we going to go enough times that makes it worth buying the pass for the year versus buying it when we go? If I had more vacation, then I'd probably buy the annual pass. The way I'm doing it now, we just pay for going into the park, except Smoky Mountains. It's free, which is cool. So this pass can't be based on geography. It can be based, you offer a $90 pass, all you can drive. And it has to be offered for everybody in the country to buy. But of course, those people won't buy it because they don't have the need for it. So that's kind of the reason. We'll get some more texts and the phones when we get back at 343-0106.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Where do I even start? 135 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Harry's. And you've heard, you know, now Harry's has gotten to be so popular and there's so many different ways to tell you about Harry's. But I'll just boil it down what I've been telling you for over 5 years now about Harry's. Okay, here's what you need to know. The shave is great. The blades are great. That's what makes the shave great. Everything else I'm about to tell you makes it really convenient and makes it a cost savings, but know that the shave is great. Okay, now let's get the cost savings. $2 a replacement blade versus $4 or more you're paying right now at the grocery store, the pharmacy. So now you're saving money, and the convenience of having those blades show up at the house, I'm telling you, it's clutch. Once you start having that happen, you're going to say, why didn't I do that before? So you're not looking for you're digging in the third drawer down in the bathroom on a Sunday night to try to find a fresh blade because you got a big meeting on a Monday. No worries, because you have a predetermined number of blades that you sign on for, and they show up at the house. You don't have to remember anything other than this part. I need you to go take advantage of the best deal I've ever heard from Harry's. They got a deal right now. It gets you the 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and travel cover for $3. That's it, plus free shipping when you use our code MOBILE at harrys.com. So join the over 10 million of us who have tried Harry's with a special offer for y'all. New customers get $5 off your trial set from Harry's when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. You get the razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping when you use code MOBILE at harrys.com. So go to harrys.com today, use code MOBILE at checkout to claim your offer, and let them know I sent you. Help support the show here. But take advantage of that. $3, just make sure to use code MOBILE. All right, to the phones and the text line. There's so many texts as well on this. This one stood out to me, probably because I see it as a business opportunity, time to buy up some property on 65. Yeah, I agree. Donald says, time to invest in property along I-65 between Stockton and Atmore. Quite possibly, right? Nice move. Let's go to Rick in Baldwin County. First up, hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Thanks for the call. What's up with you?
Well, actually, I wanted to talk about tolling I-10. You know, it's kind of already tolled. The trucking industry has to pay a fee to use I-10 or buy fuel in Alabama. So that's a toll or a tax. So there's already precedent for tolling I-10.
Okay, but that is for commercial, so it's interstate commerce, so it's kind of a different set of laws, right?
Well, true, but then again, if you have tourists coming across it, then that also commerce?
In a way, yeah. Can you identify, how do I identify each vehicle? I'm just asking questions, I think, to try to, how do you identify that?
That it's already tolled. It is a toll there, and commerce, that's just splitting hairs. So, I mean, we do have precedent to toll, so if somebody wants a toll, let's go ahead and do it.
There we go. All right. There's Rick's idea. I'm sorry, but somebody said, oh, I'm selling tag, applied for tag, $6 a piece, pay no toll. Why don't you just do Dalton and I talked about it the other day. They're making, it's not legal or anything, but they make license plates that don't show up on the camera. Like, it was not a license plate, but it's a cover, a film you put over it. You know, like if you go to a football game, get one of the big overly priced cups, like Bryant Denny has, right? You buy your $8 Diet Coke or whatever Bryant Denny, and you just kind of move the cup and it's got one image, but as you move it, it shows another image. You know what I'm talking about? One of those. I think that's how that film works on those license plate covers. Or you have like the Aston Martin James Bond had the license plates that rotate. I was can somebody check this, Dalton? I don't know if we can check it without putting our credit card info in, but can we go and see if we'd get approval from the tag department for a no toll? Has anybody bought the vanity plate no toll? Can you see, Alabama, the state where we have 50 different specialty plates. We're over 50 now, I think, 51. Can we get one? Can you get a vanity plate for whatever that says no toll? Can we find out? Can you buy? Would they approve you for a vanity plate that said no toll? You know, there's certain vanity plates they will not issue in the state of Alabama. would they issue the no toll? All right, to the phones. Tony is in Mobile. Hey, Tony.
Hi, there, Sean.
Hey.
I'm originally from Florida. Before coming up here, my brother still lives down there, and they've got the Sun Pass down there.
Sure, yep.
And for a bridge the size that the new bridge would be down there would cost about $1.56 to $1.75 per trip.
Yep.
On some of their toll roads. And with the Sun Pass, it makes a big difference with the St. Petersburg Bridge. The some of that bridge is a set fee of like $6, but it's a totally different perspective of what the ILDOT wants here in Alabama.
So
some of the private island roads, they have a toll going to like a gated community island.
Right. Well, those listen, and I would argue this. I've said it since the word go, Tony, that if they were just tolling the bridge, all right, if they built the bridge and did this, and you could either take the Wallace Tunnel, or let's say the bridge would be faster, and you could choose to pay the money and take the bridge, I don't think we'd be talking about this right now. I think it had already been done, and there would not be the pushback. If the toll was just on the one route, people would say, well, you know what? You don't want to pay the toll, you take the tunnel. It may take more time. If you got the money, you want to spend it, you take the bridge. But it's not.
It's understandable the way that they're trying to make more money, but for 55 years or whatever.
Yep, 55.
The time spent is on that, and you take even at $90 a month, that's $1,080 a year per resident.
Per vehicle. Think about family. Yeah, per vehicle.
Going across. And most people, minimum wage, $7 and whatever an hour. And driving to drive across there every day to work, that cuts their paycheck down to 25 to 30 cents an hour.
Well, you're going to get people that are not take jobs. Absolutely. I mean, they're going to lose. I mean, you're essentially, you have 2 hours of their work, right? Or a little under 2 hours of their work would be paying the toll to go to work. There it is.
I just the whole ideal, I don't know whose brainstorm it was, whether it was just some of the politicians in Montgomery or if it was a combination of several brainstorm ideals.
I don't know, but you know that, and I appreciate the call. Thanks for chiming in. But I, it was a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I'm guessing. Well, until I can find out for sure, I won't say. A member of the South Alabama delegation, after a meeting in Montgomery concluded, asked Director of ILDOT John Cooper something about the tolls, and then he got up and responded, said that I was waiting for this question, and I'm paraphrasing here, so if I don't get it exactly right, but he was waiting for this question, and he's glad that it was asked, and you know, basically he said, yeah, this is just the start of how we're doing business in Alabama. The toll on the bridge will be the future for the state of Alabama. That's the good thing, and by the way, that was the best thing he could have said for those of us that are pushing against the toll, because that's why I've been on the radio in Huntsville and other parts of the state with other shows telling those folks up there, hey, y'all are next. Don't gang up on South Alabama like you always do, because y'all will be next. I mean, this is part of the process going forward. Hey, before we go to other calls and texts, Dalton, do we have time for the... I think we do? Okay. I want to play a clip. This is from... Do we have it isolated? The clip from... So Westwood One News... So Westwood One News that comes on at the bottom and top of the hour, right? Our national news. Just played a clip. I'm just going to press play. I don't know if this is the right one or not, But this was in the the news that happened just a little bit ago. It was Westwood One. They were talking about a head of appropriations, right? You know who head of appropriations is in the Senate? You know who that is? Speaking of the toll controversy and the federal funding and lack thereof, that would be Senator Richard Shelby, right? All right. Can you roll that, what they had to say about that? What was it?
Correspondent Lauren Fox on Capitol Hill reports there is still one concern.
Senator Dick Shelby, who's the Senate appropriation.
Say what? Senator who? Let's go back.
Fox on Capitol Hill reports there is still one concern.
Senator Dick Shelby, who's the...
Dick Shelby? Dick Shelby?
Sure. Senator Dick Shelby?
It sounds... Am I...
Senator Dick Shelby? Senator Dick Shelby?
It didn't sound like Richard to me. It sounded like she was on a... like a nickname basis, and she said...
Concern.
Senator Dick Shelby?
I hear it. I think it's Dick Shelby. That Richard Shelby has become Dick Shelby. Has anybody else in the state... I've interviewed the senator a couple times, usually when he's running for re-election. Well, come on with me. But I've never heard anybody refer to him as...
Concern.
Senator Dick Shelby?
This is a new one on me. Maybe it's something I missed. Can somebody help me out there that he's gone by Dick?
Sir.
Senator Dick Shelby?
Dick Shelby.
Senator Dick Shelby?
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I heard the right thing there, because it sounded to me like she had said Dick Shelby, and isolating the audio there, it's Dick Shelby. All right, 145. Coming right back, you grabbed some more texts. Got a stack of those. Also, phone calls at 343-0106. 343-0106. This show, for a limited time, is called Midday Mobile, although we may change it to the
Dick Shelby
Show. Be awesome. Welcome to the
Dick Shelby
Show. Be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Oh, crud. Didn't get to the song. I tell you what, I'll get to the song here because we'll bump out with this. The song was sent to me while I was out for a couple days. A remake of a Dylan classic about the toll. Right. Stay in your seats here, or stand up, whatever you got to do. Stay there, because before we wrap it up for this edition of Midday Mobile, we will roll out with a song, and you'll be one of the first to have heard it. Although it looks like, let me see, 1,734 views on YouTube. So you'll be not... Well, there's 1,700 other people that have heard it, but you'll be new to the mix. You'll be one of the early adopters of this. So we'll get to the song here. The parody song coming up in just minutes on Midday Mobile. All right, to the text line at 343-0106. Charlie said, thank you. Charlie said on the, I enjoyed y'all's acceptance speech at the Nappies. So when we went to the Nappies on Friday, thank you very much, y'all, to pick up our favorite morning show, Nappy. Was really, we don't get those without y'all, okay? Y'all are why we have a job. Y'all are why we win Nappies. Thank you for your voting in the Nappies again this year. Really appreciated it. Charlie referencing on the text line the acceptance speech in which I thanked, of course, Dalton and Kelly for the morning show, the whole team here at FM Talk 106.5 that makes it possible, but I also thank the real stars of the show, and I think the first I thanked was the toll on the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project. Then I thanked the gas tax, and I think I thanked President Trump, and I thanked the squad, and all the people that really needed to be thanked here. But Charlie also goes on to say, Mythbusters prove those license plate covers do not work. Okay, well, that's a shame. There goes that. That's out the window. What about... Oh, Ben says, what about a specialty license plate to fund the bridge? You want to talk about it, one that, because you had to get a specialty license plate, you have to have a certain number of people like sign a petition to get the state to accept the Square Dancers Do It Better or whatever license plate that's out there. There is a Square Dancer one. You have to get a certain number of signatures for the state to print up the specialty plates. I don't think you could get five people to sign up and say they would buy a funding the bridge license plate. It, just like my idea for the prisons issue, which, by the way, be ready. This is going to be the next big issue statewide. You know, I had this idea. None of the politicians took it. I thought it was brilliant to do a helping prisons, like they had the helping schools, a helping prisons license plate, and then the people in the prisons making the license plates would be making them for you to buy to help the prisons. It was brilliant, right? But they get a discount on them. Maybe they offer the work for free. I don't know what they get paid in prison. Some, like, it's a dollar or something, hours. I don't know. But nobody went with that. Yeah, but I am still wondering, can any of y'all find out if we could get approved for a no-toll specialty plate? Is there... Would they green light that? Would the state let you buy that? Because you can't get every... There are some specialty plates and some things you could have printed on there that the state says no to. And I wonder if they would say no to a no-toll specialty license plate. Donald says get a tag that reads toll-exempt, EXPT. Now who... Somebody else saying... Terry says, I'm sure a few of us out there have called him Dick. You're talking about the senator, Richard Shelby?
Or Dick Shelby? Or Dick Shelby?
Dick Shelby. Dick Shelby. All right, Terry says, I just had not heard that before, somebody calling the senator Dick Shelby. Maybe Senator Shelby's getting around it there and may have been given a nickname by the reporter. Oh, my goodness. Y'all have, I can't say that. The Crypto Marine says black tape works great on a tag. No, but you got to have something that if law enforcement's rolling behind you, they can't see that you have obscured your they've obscured your tag. You can't have that. All right. And somebody saying that no, they're not going to call. If they would call the what they would call, they would name. We've already offered that. Somebody's saying offer to name the bridge the Senator
Dick Shelby.
Dick Shelby Bridge. Even if we wanted to call it the Richard Shelby Bridge, it is bothersome, and you've heard us talk about this before. Senator Shelby is head of appropriations, and Washington does not work like it used to. I get that. The earmarking exemption is out, okay? Doesn't work like it used to. But you still have the head of appropriations being one of our senators, right? Speaking of which, the other senator is going to join us tomorrow on the show. So we'll talk to Senator Jones tomorrow on the show. But Senator Shelby, the senior senator, head of appropriations, I would say, I could argue this fairly, one of the biggest of the big dogs in Washington, and we get $125 million in federal money for the bridge project. I mean...
Senator Dick Shelby?
Stop. Can't play that. All right, before we get out of here, Paul Feinbaum show on the way next, but I do have to play this song. So this was sent to me over the weekend. Thank you, Ron. I got back in town and did not do the social media thing while enjoying Rocky Mountains National Park. Yeah, got back. I was flooded with the items on the Facebook page. One of them here is this song, a parody song, I got to say. It took some talent to write this whole song because the original author, of course, Bob Dylan, quite verbose in his songs. This one is Not Everybody Must Get Stoned, as Dylan talked about all those years ago. But this is Everybody Must Get Told. And that's how we wrap it up here on a Thursday edition of Midday Mobile. We'll see you manana for Mobile Mornings.
Your Dick Shelby.
Quit.
Your Dick Shelby. Your Dick Shelby.
Quit.
Your Dick Shelby.
Told you, though you tried to vote so good. She'll told you, though she never said she would. She'll told you when you're driving from your door. And she'll told you going to the Eastern Shore. Al Dot's got that bridge concession sold. Everybody must get told. Al Dot will told you, drive in Mobile Bay. They'll told you, and you know they'll make you pay. They'll told you when you're driving through the hole. They'll told you down to your very soul. all that's tolling, all the young and old. Everybody must get told. They'll toll you when you leave the breakfast table. They'll toll you while you are young and able. They'll toll you when you drive to make a buck. And then they'll toll you, and then they'll say good luck. You won't be left out in the cold. Everybody must get told. It's just down there. Then they'll toll you and toll you everywhere. They'll toll you up in Birmingham.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.